Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Nun Chesem and Aleph. We're holding on Nun Chesem and Aleph, 9 lines from the top, Eli'ik Lameimer. So says the Gemara, Eli'ik Lameimer, Beplukta Dehani Tanai. If you want to make the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel about Yesh Chuppel Apsulai, so Ein Chuppel Apsulai is telling you the Machlekes Tanayim, so it's not going to be the Machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Lezer and Rav Shimon in our Mishnah about whether or not Eris and Pasels. Rather, it's going to be the following Tanayim, who seem to argue Lehedya about this very point, about Yesh Chuppel Apsulai or Ein Chuppel Apsulai. The Tanayim we learned in the Breisa. Nisu Zubazuk Sheris Apsulai, if let's say a Kain marry someone, Sheris or Apsulai, Aishanich Nisu Chuppel Vlay Nivalu, or they do Chuppa without having Bia. So Eichleis Bishalayv, Eichleis Betruma. So now it's like the Gila is manually nasis, and therefore the husband, the Kayan, will have to give her to eat, and also she can eat Truma, she does not become Pasul, that's for sure. So says the Gemara now, that Nichnesu Mechlau, the Nisu is Nisu Mamish. And the fact that the Braisa says as a second case, a case where they were Nichnesu L'chuppa V'loi Nivalu, it sounds like the case of Nisu was Nisu Mamish, where the Mamish had Bia. But says Rashi, to explain the Gemara, that's impossible. That for sure can't be that we're discussing a case where they had Bia, because then she becomes a Chalala, and of course she's going to become Aser. So that can't be the case. So rather, says the Gemara, that Ella, Lav, Kigayin Shenichnes to Luchuppa, V'loin Nivalu, when the Braisa says Nisu, and then it says, Nichnesu l'chuppa v'loi nivalu, Nichnesu l'chuppa v'loi nivalu is coming to be mefarish what it means Nisu. And Nisu means, k'goin sh'nichnesu l'chuppa v'loi nivalu. And in such a case, what does the Tanakhama say? Ukatani eichleis b'shalai v'eichleis b'truma. So you see, ein chuppa l'psulais, that we don't give significance to the chuppa, and she'll remain kasher. We won't say that she's possible just because she does chuppa with someone who she's not allowed to marry. Now Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishai Yochum Breika argues, and Aymer, he says, that kol she biasa machilasa, chuppa machilasa, v'chol she ain't biasa machilasa, ain't chuppa machilasa. Anytime the bia will ask her, so the chuppa will ask her as well, meaning, yesh chuppa l'psulais. So it seems to be a machlekes tanayim, to which the Gemara says, it's not muchach. Mimai dilma Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishai Yochum Breika, k'rem meir sfirlai. It's true, Rabbi Shmuel says Lahedya that she cannot eat truma in such a case, but it's not necessarily because of the chuppah. It could be it's the Amar Kedushin, it's because he holds like Rameyer Sfirulei, the Amar Kedushin Lai Achla, who holds it already, the Erisin itself is what asked her, not the chuppah. Well, says the Gemara, that might work in Svara, but Hai Kol Shein Biasa Machilasa, Ein Chuppah Machilasa, Kol Shein Biasa Machilasa, Ein Kispah Machilasa Mi Ba'ilei. So why does Rabbi Shmuel focus on the Chuppah? Why does he say that anytime Bia Asers, the Chuppah Asers? He should have said anytime the Bia Asers, the Kedushin Asers. So says the Gemara, it could be that Ein Echanami, that's what he meant, but the reason why he focused on the Chuppah is Dilma Aydi Damer Tanakama Chuppah, Amar Yu Nami Chuppah, because since the Tanakama was saying a big Chiddush Lekula, that even if they do chuppah, she's still kosher, so that's why Rabbi Shmuel spoke about the chuppah, even though really it's not the chuppah that's answering, it's the kedusha that's answering. Amar of Amram, says Rav Amram, that ha milsa amrlan Rav Sheshes, van rinu la'ayna mimas nisan. Rav Sheshes taught us the halacha, and he brought a raya from a mishnah. The halacha that he told us is that yesh chuppah l'psulais, he said the halacha is like Rav, that yesh chuppah l'psulais. And then Vatana Tuna, he said that he brought a raya from a Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, Amen Shalit Shatisi, Arusa, Unasua, Shemer Siava Mukanusa, that the lady, the Saita, when she makes the Shvua, so she makes the Shvua that she didn't do an Avera when she was in Arusa, or even if she's in Nesua, she says, oh, I didn't do an Avera when I was in Nesua, or if she's a Shemer Siavam, she says, I didn't do the Avera when I was a Shemer Siavam, or a Kanusa, or after Yibam. Now, hi Arusa Yichidami, what's this case that she's making a Shvua when she's in Arusa, that she didn't do an Avera? Ilema dekani la kishi Arusa, vikamashka la kishi Arusa, that the kinu and the stira all happened while she was in Arusa. And now he's giving her to drink while she's in Arusa, that can't be Arusa bas mashtayahi. Is an Arusa drink Saita waters? But tanan, Arusa v'shemer Siavam loisha, this one, this ksuva, that if a Rusa ever becomes a Saita, she has kinoi and stira, so she doesn't drink, but she forfeits her ksuva because she violated the kinoi. Al kapana, she doesn't drink. So ella dekani la kishi arusa v'statra v'kamashka la kishi nesua. Must be the case is, there was kinoi and stira while she was in Arusa, but then they did nesuin, and now he's giving her to drink after they had already done nesuin. So wait a second, so that means, even though she already had the kinoi and stira when she was in Arusa, she became usher to her husband, because that's the din of a saita. And anyways, he went ahead and did nisuan with her, and he was together with her, he had bia with her. And now he's having her drink. Could that really be the case? Mi badki la maya? In such a case where the husband was Ivra on the Isser of Saita, and even though his wife was Asr to him, he went ahead and had beer with her. Would the waters now work to test his wife? Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Venika Yishmi Avain, Bisman Shi Yishmi Nikami Avain, Amai Baikin as Ishtai, Aina Yishmi Nikami Avain, Amai Baikin as Ishtai, that the waters only test his wife if he didn't violate the Isser of Saita. So Allah did Kanyla Kashia Rusa, Istatra, must be the case is, the Kinu and Stira all happened when she was Narusa, and then Venikness Alachopa Volay Nivala. It must be that then they did chuppah without bia, so he's still clean from avain. But they did chuppah, and the chuppah makes her into a nesua. So what do you see from there? Wait a second, she's asr to him, she's pasul to him. So yesh chuppah lipsulay, so shma amina, yesh chuppah lipsulay, said such a chuppah could still render her into a nesua. To which the Gemara says, tamucha chamarava v'tisra domitaratzti. Well, you think that this braisa is actually a correct braisa, a mission is actually correct. And v'akiyasa ravacha barchanina midrayma, asa v'aisa mastisa bidei, he brought a braisa with him, which starts from the pasuk in Beladei Sheikh that Misha Kadma Shchivas Baal LeBayol Veloy Shekadma Shchivas Baal LeBayol has to be for the site of waters to work. There's Exer Sakasov that it only works in a case where the husband was with the woman before the Baal. But any time the Baal was there before the husband was ever with her, so then there is no halacha of drinking the saita waters. And in this case, if they were never together, so that means it was Kadma Shchivas Baal LeBayol, so the water shouldn't work. Says the Gemara, that's not a problem. We can get out of that. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Mishkaf Hasla, Tugain Sheba, Aleha, Arusa, Bebeis Avia. We could say that, no, he was together with her, the Shem Zanus, while they were in Arusa, while she was in Arusa. And it wasn't in Isra of Saita, because that was before the Kinui and Stira. Then there was Kinui and Stira, and then they did Chuppah without Bia. So that could be the case of the Mishnah, which the Gemara says, well, technically yes, that would work to explain the case of Arusa, but the Kavavasa Gabi Shemeres Yavam Shabbat La Yavam Bebeis Chamiya. You'll have to say the same thing to explain the case of the Mishnah, which discusses a Shemeres Yavam, because there also you have the same issue. There you have the same issue that what's the case? Because if it's a Shemeres Yavam, they're not fully married, she doesn't drink the waters. And if they got married afterwards, so then he's not Menukam Yavai. So you'll have to say the case is that they did Chuppah, Shaloi without Bia. But then the question is that it's Kadma Shrivas Bayo Labal. So you'll have to say that what? Then no, that he was together with Herba Beis Chamiya. So, but if so, if he was together with Herba Beis Chamiya, so then Shemeres Yavam Karisala, do you still call her a Shemeres Yavam? Even if they didn't do it L'Shem Yibam, even if they were only together L'Shem Znas, but Ishlim Aliyahi, that becomes his regular wife, the Amar Rav Kanalako. That when the Mishnah says that even Bia L'Shem Znas, Bemezid, is Kaina, Rav said it's Kanalako, they're completely husband and wife. So she wouldn't be considered an Arusa anymore. She would be considered already a Knusa. She wouldn't be a Shemeres Yavam. Says the Gemara, no, Kishmuel Damar Leikana Eladvar Memur Beparisha. Maybe we're going like Shmuel, who says that such a Yibam only works for the things that are said in the Parisha, but they're not really husband and wife. Well, says the Gemara, me do time a little Rav, but this whole thing, we're trying to bring a Raya from the Mishnah to the Shita of Rav, that Yesh Chuppah L'Psulei, so we can't use Shmuel to bring a Raya to Rav. We're trying to say this all in Rav's world. And Rav, how am I Rav? Kind of Lakal. And Rav Shita is that the Yibam, even Bemezid, is kind of Lakal. So says the Gemara, Hacha B'mayaskina, Kagain D'Avid B'maymer, U'beishame, Hidamar, Maymer, Kaina Kinin Gamar. It says the Gemara New Teretz to explain the Mishnah that the case of Shemeres Yavam is discussing a case where they did Maimer. And we're going like Beis Shammai that once they do Maimer, so now they become an Aris and Arusa. They're Mr. and Mrs. Aris and Arusa. They're no longer Mr. and Mrs. Yavam and Yavama. Once they do Maimer, now they're Mr. and Mrs. Aris Varusa. So now after that, we could say that he was Bayol or Beis Chamiya. That's not going to be kind to her as a wife because it was L'Shem's Nus. And then afterwards, it was Kinyu and Stira. And then finally, Chuppah without Abiyah. That could be the case. Well, says the Gemara, Yachi Hainu Arusa. So that's the same thing as Arusa. Says the Gemara, Nechanami, Otameich, Nesua Knusa, Lachad Amilsi. Nesua and Knusa are also the same thing. Ela Nesua Didei, Knusa Dechavrei, Hachanami, Arusa Didei, Mushemeres Yavim Dechavrei. We're talking about two different types of Nesuans. And also here, we're talking about two different types of Arusa. It's one that came from himself and one that came from his brother. Rav Papa Amar, a different way of explaining the Mishnah, what's the case of Arusa, and Hai Tanahu, it's going like the following Tana. The Tana we learned in the Braisa, the Eime Kanin, La La Arusa, La Shkaisa Kashi Arusa, even though a husband cannot do Kinui, to be Mekanin's wife, to make her drink while she's in Arusa, He could do the kinoy, and if there's stira, so then he could make her drink after they did nesuin. And even though he's not menuka me'avain, this tana clearly holds that he could still make her drink in such a case, and the waters will still work to test his wife, so that could be the case of the Mishnah. Or Rav Nachman Yitzchok Amar Ayudei Gilgul, it could be she's not even in Arusa anymore. It could be the whole kinoy and stira happened all when she was in nesua. So then why is she making a shvua that she didn't drink as in Arusa? Ayudei Gilgul, because once she's swearing as a nesua that she didn't drink, so then we tell her also make a shvua that you didn't do any, sorry, that you didn't do Navera. So then we tell her also make a shvua that you didn't do Navera when you were in Arusa, which is Ayudei Gilgul. We make her swear about all these different types of things, even though that's not when the kinu and the stira happened.